The holidays can be a stressful time at work, what with choosing appropriate gifts for the gift exchange, Secret Santa, and those awkward holiday parties. On top of that, the issue of the Christmas bonus. There are so many questions. Will you get one this year? What'll it be? If it's money, will you get as much as your office mates? For an end-of-the-year reward, it can sometimes feel more like a trial, waiting and speculating for what may ultimately end up being a disappointment. We'd like some input from all of you. Do you look forward to the Christmas bonus? Do you get one? And why? Or why not? What's the worst Christmas bonus you've ever gotten? Or the best? 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Owen Edwards in Sonoma, California sent us this email. As a longtime writer and editor, I've rarely received any bonus, but just once, I really scored. I co-wrote a book with a Silicon Valley billionaire and a fellow motorcycle enthusiast. I was well paid, but my co-author said if the book sold over 100,000 copies, he'd give me a bonus. We surpassed that number, and what I received was the most expensive motorcycle the Italian maker Ducati produced. Total cost about $32,000 to me. It was just like a Wall Streeter's million. So if you've got another Christmas bonus story, give us an email. totn@npr.org. Bruce Tulgin is the founder of Rainmaker Thinking, a New Haven-based research management trading firm. For several years, he wrote about the Christmas bonus phenomenon in an annual newsletter, and he joins us now from the studios of Oregon Public Radio in Portland. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me back on the show.
Oh, good. What's been the trend in employers offering Christmas bonuses? Are we seeing an increase in the practice, or is it dwindling?
Well, there's sort of two worlds of bonuses. There's the performance-based bonus, and that's been increasing over the last 10 or 15 years, the percentage of employers who pay performance-based bonuses. And then just straight Christmas bonuses, the percentage of employers who pay just straight Christmas bonuses, that has been going down. So if you have an employer who's measuring your performance and then you're more likely to get a bonus this year, as to just a gift, those are a little less likely. 60% of employers, 6 out of 10 employers, no longer pay any kind of straight holiday bonus. And among the ones who do, a small number of them pay cash. So if you want a cash bonus, you want a performance-based bonus.
So it's, in a way, if you're just a regular salaried employee, the Christmas bonus is sort of, I guess, largesse, a patronage, if you will.
Yeah, the idea of a gift. Now, 3 out of 4 employers will have a holiday party of some time, of some kind, at some point between now and the end of the year, and maybe 4 out of 10 employers who say they do just some kind of a gift bonus.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, you're talking about a gift certificate or a pizza party or something.
Something like that. But the performance-based thing, so that's more or less, we're coming up on the end of the year, and that's when we tote up all the results, and if you did well, here's your bonus.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're on Wall Street. So this year, Wall Street bonuses are up 20%. I think Goldman Sachs has been getting a lot of press because they have an $11 billion bonus pool. But, of course, that's extremely rare.
Do they have any job openings? I'm sorry. Anyway, what are some of the worst Christmas bonuses that you've heard about?
Well, we get a lot of stories from our interviewees. One of my favorites was a young woman we interviewed who said that her boss came in and said, "I'm taking everybody to a hot tub party."
Huh.
And a lot of them were whispering to each other, "No thanks." they were a little suspicious about the motives there. Another one you hear a lot is that where everyone gets a check that's supposed to be the same amount, and then later on the boss comes in and whispers in a few ears, "Don't tell anybody, but you're getting more."
Don't tell anybody. Sure, that always works.
Yeah, right. So it's just between us.
Yeah.
And then, of course, sometimes you have the pizza party and the movie tickets. And a lot of people will say, you know, "Just give me the $16. If I want to go to the movies, I'll go to the movies."
Here's an email we got from Jerome in Portland, Oregon. "Last year, we received the first Christmas bonus I've had in 5 years. $100 seemed like a good deal to me and long overdue considering the prosperity we'd been hearing about quarter after quarter. Everyone's happiness was somewhat muted, however, when the next day we read in the Wall Street Journal that our CEO made the list of the top 20 Christmas bonuses in the country, about $900,000, more than double the previous year. Kind of puts things in perspective. Suddenly Santa Claus didn't quite seem so jolly."
Yeah, well, that's the other big issue. The one divide is the performance-based bonus versus the Christmas gift bonus or the holiday gift bonus. But the other big divide is how much are you getting? And the amazing thing is that in a lot of organizations, a substantial percentage of pay it comes in the bonus. So when you get your $100 check and you find out your boss is getting a million, or, you know, at Goldman Sachs, there are people who get millions and millions. And I don't mean to just pick on Goldman Sachs. That's true of the whole financial services industry. Insurance, you're getting big bonuses this year. In the energy industry, big bonuses. Pharmaceutical industry, big bonuses. But there are an awful lot of folks who this year, hopefully they've been saving money for their holiday gifts because they're not going to pay for them out of their bonus.
Let's get a caller on the line. This is Greg. Greg's with us from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi.
Hi.
My favorite or my best Christmas bonus was when I was working for a precious metals company. I'd work for them for about 4 years, and the money was very slow in coming, and because the business was hard to get started. But we had a really good fourth year, and my boss came down with a little manila envelope with $3,100 bills in it, and a little velvet bag that had two little tiny one ounce bars of gold and 1 5-ounce bar of silver in it. So I was pretty happy with that Christmas bonus.
I bet that's awfully good.
Yeah, and he says, well, it's cash, so you don't have to worry about Uncle Sam.
Did you tuck those bars of precious metal away somewhere?
Actually, no. I sold it before the price went down. This was quite a few years ago when gold was going for about $500 an ounce.
So, well, you were smart about it, in other words.
Well, you know, I got in there before it went down to $300 an ounce anyway.
Okay. Greg, thanks very much.
Okay.
Greg's experience, I suspect, may be unique.
That's a beautiful one. That reminds me of a geophysical engineering firm that we did some work for where the running joke around holiday time was that they were getting lumps of coal because, you know, geophysical engineering firms do mines. But they were getting lumps of coal, and they really were, of course, but it was valuable because they were getting shares in a coal mine.
Here's an email we got from Michael in Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. Here in Puerto Rico, a Christmas bonus is mandated for each employee that has worked half the year. It's $200 now, but legislation has been passed to increase the amount per employee to $600. So, well, I didn't know that was legislation in Puerto Rico.
I was not aware of that either. And again, that falls into the category of public policy, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk with Greg. Greg, also calling from Grand Rapids in Michigan.
Yes, hello. I'm a teacher, so my Christmas bonus obviously is not monetary, but I do get a 2-week paid vacation, which is pretty nice also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually calling about my wife, who used to work for a daycare through another school system, and she received notoriously poor Christmas bonuses. One year, though, the worst was a $5 coupon at the school store. And so
wow, don't spend that all don't spend that all in the same place.
Right, yes. It was a fairly disappointing time of year when you hear about friends receiving $2,000 doing secretarial work and things, and she's taking care of children and receiving not much in return.
Do you recall what she actually spent the money on?
I don't think she did, because there's nothing at the school store for $5 or more, so it would have just been buying a school shirt and getting it for $20 instead of $25.
Okay. Greg, thanks very, very much, and I'm sure Mr. Scrooge will be back after he's had a couple of dreams.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
We've interviewed a few people who have gotten Christmas bonuses or holiday bonuses from their bosses that they considered so insulting that they refused to accept them. So that might fall into that category.
Zoe's calling from Denver.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. I have a spouse bonus story also. My husband was working for a fairly large high-tech company, and they once, 1 year, sent out a letter, I think it was, that said, instead of your Christmas bonus, we are not going to fire people. So,
isn't that sweet?
And when you thought about it, you felt like, okay, well, that's a good choice. But the way they said it was just tacky.
I suppose it's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, but maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. Anyway, thank you.
All right, Zoe, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Here's another email we got, this from Colby. I was 21 years old, I just got my first mortgage, and my day job wasn't quite enough income, so I was throwing the morning newspaper in my neighborhood. One of my customers left a tin full of M&M cookies and an envelope with $100 on the doorstep. In comparison to what I get today, it's nothing, but at the time, it was everything. So, again, I have to look at context, I guess, Bruce Tolgan.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah, I was thinking of the school teacher story earlier. And, you know, of course, if you teach elementary school, then the parents are supposed to gather up a collection and give the teacher a gift certificate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's a real bonus, and that's a real gift.
Bruce Tolgan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bruce Tolgan is the founder of Rainmaker Thinking. It's a New Haven-based research management training firm, and he joined us today from the studios of Oregon Public Radio in Oregon. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.